Good morning, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kriyomi. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Can you refer to my employer?
Kriyomi.
Kriyomi?
Yes.
Make sure I'm pronouncing that right. Yes, ma'am. I went to call in my weekly claim, mm-hmm. and the recording told me to call this number because my previous week, I had worked, and it was in excess of what my weekly benefit was going to be.
Okay. So you have to reopen your claim.
Is that what I have to do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now how do I go about doing that?
You're doing the right thing now. I'll be more than happy to help you reopen that claim. Can you provide me with
the
social?
Well, that, and I had some other pending stuff was termination where I was at, mm-hmm. and or however, whatever they've said it is, and I was supposed to send in proof of income for the last 5 years, which I've never had to do, but anyways.
Right. So at the end of the claim, I'll give you a phone number, and it's to the inquiry department, and you can call them about the other issues, but as far as reopening your claim, I can do that now.
Okay.
All right. And your social?
422-842-445.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Sean, S-E-A-N, Burns.
And your date of birth?
6/20/73. And if you just heard a beep, I accidentally hit the buttons on my phone.
That's okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Carlson.
Okay. And do you have difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state was that issued in?
Alabama.
And can you provide me with your license number?
580-1316.
Okay. And did you have direct deposit or the benefits card set up?
I had direct deposit set up.
Okay. And was that a checking or is it a checking or a savings account?
I think it was checking.
Okay. And do you have your routing number and your account number?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I hope I got it in my wallet.
Okay.
It also seemed like when I was setting it up the first time, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to go out to my truck and find it. It's going to take me just a second.
Okay.
My main bank,
mm-hmm.
will not allow me to view my routing number or my account number online. They're overly cautious.
Okay.
But yet all their Visa cards just got hacked, and I just got hit with a $40 bill from Walmart.
Okay, so that's why they're doing it.
Well, they've been like that since the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do they expect you to, I guess they, once you see it one time, you should write it down. That's how they feel.
They want you to come in every time. Oh, come on. I thought I had it in my truck. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry about this. I was not expecting to have to reopen the account.
Yes, sir. Every time you report wages and it's more than your weekly benefit amount, it will disqualify you for that week, and you have to reopen your claim.
Well, it has my account number on it, but it doesn't have my routing number.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's lovely. All it has on it is, I'll have to give you my other account, which is a savings account.
Okay.
Or, you know what, how long will it take to get the Advantage card?
5 to 7 days after you are approved for payments. So once you receive the card, it will already have payment on there.
Let's just do that.
Okay. And Mr. Burns, can you verify your mailing address for me?
1714 Alabama Highway 117, Apartment 1, Mentone, Alabama, 35984.
Okay. And is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes, it has.
Okay. And can you provide me with your
Unless you count when I filed right after I got laid off or let go.
Okay. So it has it been changed since then?
Not in the last 3 weeks, no.
Okay, so it'd be it now.
Yeah, it has changed since 2017.
Okay. Can you provide me with your telephone number?
256-997-3105.
Okay. And just to re-verify that mailing address, that's 1714 Alabama Highway 117, Apartment 1, Mentone, Alabama, 35984.
That's a lot to say in one chunk, Andy.
Yes, sir. All right. And I have some security questions to ask you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1983 Oldsmobile Cutlass, a 1984 Porsche, a 1986 Mercury Capri, a 1990 Audi, or none of the above?
None of the above that I can remember.
Okay. And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Athletic trainer, certified nurse practitioner, anesthesiologist, or surgery, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10975 Bryan Court East, 1440 Rock Creek Lane, 204 Lee Road, 2111, 535 Burgess Road, or none of the above?
535 Burgess Road.
Okay.
That has been a long time ago.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Leachman Industries, Price Family, Progress Rail, South Edge Capital, or none of the above?
Progress Rail.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mobile, Dothan, Steele, Bessemer, or none of the above?
Repeat that.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mobile, Dothan, Steele, Bessemer, or none of the above?
Steele.
Okay. And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No. I don't even know what that is.
It's a trade readjustment act, and you will have received that information from your employer.
Okay.
And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
You say you have worked since the last time you filed?
Filed for, hold on, I'm confused here. Last time I filed for unemployment?
Yes. You say you did your weekly claim, and then it said you reported wages for the week before, correct?
Well, the week that I claimed
mm-hmm.
was the last week I was with the employer. So it was the last, I got laid off in the middle of the week. So
okay.
I called in for that week like they told me to do. Which mm-hmm. unless I messed up. And I had to report the wages I earned for them for that week.
Okay. So you haven't been back to work since the last time you filed, correct?
No.
Okay. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title, Mr. Burns?
Welder.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper?
Because federal is tearing up single folks right now.
Right. You said you want it, yes or no, you said?
Yes, yes. That's only $27, so yes.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper so you can take down your pen number?
Got a pen and paper.
Okay, it's 4573.
4573. Now, that is a pin number for what?
That's the pin number that you use if you choose to call in and do your weekly claim. They'll ask you for that pin number. And before we finish your claim, I have some important information to read to you. It contains websites and phone numbers you may want to write down.
Okay.
It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
I'm already registered.
Okay, we can skip that part. I'm not sure if this is the same phone number, but you can file online at labor.com, or you can call this phone number, 1-800-752-7389. And you can file Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And the number I was telling you about that you called to check on your the other issue on your claim is 1-800-361-4524, and you have to call them after 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday to set up a phone call appointment, and someone will call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
Do I need to call a weekly claim in this week?
Sunday.
This Sunday. Okay,
yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.